Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar, and there's a really cool thing going on tonight. It's another benefit for Tumbleweed. There have been three of them total. This is the last one. This is Trillium 238, which used to be Humphrey, Hartman, and Cameron, and now they're Trillium 338 or 238, and that's what they are, and that's what they will be, and that's what we'll call them. But if you're not familiar with that name, that is who they are, and you're talking about two of the top songwriters in the Northwest with wonderful, wonderful voices. I've known Mary Hartman now for, I'll bet you I've known Mary Hartman for, gosh, probably 35 years, something like that. Wrote a great song about the Zamboni, the Zamboni that goes around, the Zamboni machine and the hockey ice. Garrison Keillor said that's a real good song, and he's right. She's got an album out of Christian material, and about kind of the journey we go through, and it's a pretty good album, and they do and write amazing songs, and it really surprises me that they haven't gotten into the finals of the Tumbleweed thing, because they are so good. There's something way wrong there, but anyway, that's just the deal. They're both such great songwriters, and they're good singers, and they can play. They have high standards when it comes to playing guitars and how they finger pick and how they play. They're amazing. And, of course, it's all augmented by Michelle Cameron on the cello, and she is truly amazing as an individual and as a cellist. She can play bluegrass on the cello right next to Tchaikovsky. She can play backup sea shanties and things like that and haul right off and then do some Beethoven. It's amazing. So anyway, Trillium 238, and they're going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there. The Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road. That's tonight. The Tumbleweed benefit. Tumbleweed's doing quite a few benefits. We should all just get together and do a day's worth of benefit for Tumbleweed. Save folks a lot of trouble. But anyway, that's what's happening, and it's going to be fun stuff. And so you be sure and check that out, because they know what they're doing. And do it because you support the Tumbleweed Festival, okay? Alrighty, that's enough said about that. It's going to be worth it. The Tumbleweed Festival, of course, is Labor Day weekend, and the applications were due this last week. And so there's probably going to be a waiting list, but there are a few cancellations, so you might as well turn it in if you want. And then maybe if someone cancels, gets a good gig on Labor Day weekend, gets a $15,000 gig, then at that point, you can maybe get into the Tumbleweed Festival. It's Ren Fair weekend next week in Moscow, Idaho. Ren Fair at the East City Park. All kinds of entertainment and arts and crafts and all kinds of stuff going on. Starts on Saturday morning with the crowning of the Ren Fair King and Queen. Don't know who that is yet, but we will know. And then it's just Ren Fair. Lots of good food, lots of good entertainment, lots of good everything. Okay? So be sure and check that out. Ren Fair weekend on May the 7th. I will be at Bootser's Coffee House there in Moscow. And that'll be happening on May the 7th. Yes, indeed. And don't you be forgetting now, those of you, and I don't even know if there are any tickets left, but the Prairie Home Companion, the last live show in the Spokane area before Garrison retires. He's retiring in June. So this is just a couple weeks before he finally hangs up his spurs on the Prairie Home. And that's happening in Spokane. And that's May the 14th. And maybe there's still a few tickets left. I know there aren't any tickets left for the Arlo Guthrie 50th anniversary of Alice's Restaurant. And that is tonight on my birthday. I think Arlo should sing happy birthday to me, don't you? All righty. So that's how that goes. And that's kind of it for the calendar. I want to let you know that the membership meeting for the Three Rivers Folklife Society, I believe, is on May the 21st. They always have a concert. But it's in line with everybody, and they do the public reports, because in the state of Washington, if you're a nonprofit organization, you have to make your reports available to the public and have a meeting where those are presented. And that's kind of what they do at their membership meeting. And then there's a concert there as well. All righty. That's on May the 21st, I believe. The 21st or 22nd. I'll let you know. For some reason, the 22nd is a Sunday. But I would think that would be. Anyway, I'll check on that. But it's one of those two dates. All righty. So that's kind of about it for the calendar. And, of course, Folk Life would be the next weekend, the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th of May. Folk Life Festival. Archie Fisher, one of the best Jacobite songs. One of the best Jacobite songs. Archie Fisher.
The prince of Sugar King he been. He wore the royal red and green. A bonnier lad was never seen than our brave royal Jerry. Oh, even lang a common, lang, lang, lang a common. Oh, even lang a common, welcome royal Jerry. Since Earthrow King was sent to war, the dighty German rules us all, and we are forced against the law, for the rights belongs to Jerry. Oh, even lang a common, lang, lang, lang a common. Oh, even lang a common, welcome royal Jerry. We darn a brew a peck of malt, our German Jardy finds a fault, and for our kale we'll scarce get salt, for the one to royal Jerry. Oh, even lang a common, lang, lang, lang a common. Oh, even lang a common, welcome royal Jerry. When Charlie in the healing shield forgathered away the great Lochiel, oh, what kindness did prevail between the chief and Charlie. Oh, even lang a common, lang, lang, lang a common. Oh, even lang a common, welcome royal Jerry. The Falkirk and Preston Pans, supported by our heathen clans, we broke the Hanoverian bands, the rights belongs to Jerry. Oh, even lang a common, lang, lang, lang a common. Oh, even lang a common, welcome royal Jerry. For the prince for shoot her king he been, he wore the royal red and green. A bonnier lad was never seen than our brave royal Jerry. Oh, even lang a common, lang, lang, lang a common. Oh, even lang a common, welcome royal Jerry.
In Loxley Town in Nottinghamshire, Mary's sweet Loxley Town, it was there Bold Robin was born and bred. Bold Robin of famous renown, the father of Robin a forester was. He drew a lusty strong bow. His mother was niece to the Coventry knight who slew the blue boar as men know. Robin Hood and Little John went o'er yon field of broom. Says Robin Hood to Little John, we have shot for many a pound, but I cannot shoot one shot more. My arrows will not flee, but I have a cousin lives down below. Please God, she will bleed me. Robin Hood is to Kirkley's Hall gone. He's knocked upon the pin. and none was so willing as the prioress herself to rise and bid him come in. "Come in, come in, bold Robin," she said, "and have a beer with me. No, I cannot eat and I cannot drink till I am blooded by thee." Now she blooded him in a vein of the arm. She locked him up in a room, and there he bled the livelong day until the next at noon. And first he bled the good thick blood, and then he bled the thin. And alas, bold Robin, he knew for sure that treason was there within. And thinking him then of his bugle horn that hung down by his knee, and placing the horn up against of his lips, he blows a weak blast three. Now you know little John was standing by, standing under a tree. Oh, my master sounds to be so near death, he blows so wearily. Little John is to Kirkley's Hall gone as fast as he could ride, and there he's broke locks two or three, and there he's gone inside. "Oh, a boon," cried little John, "master, a boon grant me. It's to burn all of fair Kirkley's Hall and all of its foul nunnery." "Nay, no, nay," quoth Robin Hood, "nay, it never shall be. I never hurt women in all my time, nor at my end will it be. But place my longbow in my hand, and an arrow I'll let flee, and wherever it does touch down to the ground, there will my grave digged be. And lay a sod beneath my head, and another beneath my feet, and lay my longbow by my side. That was my music sweet. And give me length and breadth enough, as ever when I stood, that men will know when they pass by, here lies bold Robin Hood." These words they readily granted to him, which did bold Robin please, and there they buried bold Robin Hood within the fair Kirklees. In Locksley Town in Nottinghamshire, merry sweet Locksley Town, it was there bold Robin was born and bred. Robin of famous renown, the father of Robin a forester was. He drew a lusty strong bow. His mother was niece to the Coventry knight who slew the blue boar, as men know.
Have you sighted a schooner alongside of the Santa Fe Trail? They made it here Monday or sooner, had a water keg tied to their tail. There was Mama and Dad on the mule seat, and somewhere along by the way, there's a tow-headed gal on a pinto, just a jangling for old Santa Fe. I saw her ride down the arroyo, way back on the Arkansas sand. She had a smile like an acre of sunflowers, and a quirt in her little brown hand. Well, she mounted her pony so airy, and she rode like she carried the mail. And her eyes, they set fire to the prairie, alongside of the Santa Fe Trail. I know a gal down on the border that I'd ride to El Paso to sight. I'm acquainted with that high-flying order, and I sometimes kiss some gals goodnight. But law, they're all ruffles and beaten, and they drink fancy tea by the pail. I'm not used to that kind of stampeding alongside of the Santa Fe Trail. Now I don't know her name on the prairie. When you're hunting one gal, it's plumb wide, and it's closer from hell to Hilary than it is on the Santa Fe ride. So I'll try to make plumbers by sundown, where a camp can be made on the swale. And I'll find me that gal on the Pinto, she'll be camped by the Santa Fe Trail. Hey pard, have you sighted a schooner alongside of the Santa Fe Trail? They made it here Monday or sooner, had a water keg tied to their tail. There was Mama and Dad on the mule seat, and somewhere along by the way, there's a tow-headed gal on a Pinto, just jangling for old Santa Fe.
Fast I spent it, free. My parents mad at me out young, teeing old cattle before the dawn. His love was done and my new sprung, so I'll fly the plains of my laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Mountain all gang wee, oh. For I would leave my good beats dark, and say would I my good kill yet. Say would I my old bald lab, to fly the plains with my laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Mountain all gang wee, oh. And when the old cattle lay fast asleep, out to his arms she'd quickly creep, and the keys of the cabin she did keep, and she's flown the plains with a laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Mountain all gang wee, oh. The old cattle walking down the horn, the sheets were cold, and she was a war with a wake to her cell in Gowden, ah. She's flown the plains with a laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Mountain all gang wee, oh. It's he'll gang doom to yon seashore, and you'll see a ship, for she was afore. He'll speed at the skipper if she's been there, or if any of a sailor saw her row. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Mountain all gang wee, oh. And as she sailed out our yon lee, she drank a toast to Rick the Marilee. Just thrown the wine glass into the sea, for joy she has found with her laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Mountain all gang wee, oh. And when she landed our yon lee, she was lady of 50 ploughs and 3, lady of 50 ploughs and 3, and she dearly lose her laddie, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Mountain all gang wee, oh. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Hey bunny laddie, mountain go. Come bunny laddie, mountain go. Mountain all gang wee, oh.
Prairie. side of the Santa Fe Trail. Your home. Gals, good night. But Lord, they're all ruffles and beading, and they drink fancy tea by the pail. I ain't used to that kind of stampeding, alongside of the Santa Fe Trail. Your home.
Probably a little over fancy on the guitar thing there. Bill Schutz, Lisa Null. Lisa Null was the original owner and the original sort of initiator, the original person of Green Linnet Records. Green Linnet Records, which was an amazing label. Early on, it had a lot of this American primitive music, kind of roots music. And then she sold it to Wendy Newton, who kind of got into the whole Irish and Scottish thing. And the change for those of us who were buying Green Linnet Records in those days was pretty amazing. And anyway, so that's how all that goes. But Folk Legacy licensed and bought this American Primitive album of Lisa Null's and re-released it on CD. Lisa Null also has a wonderful album called Legacies out, which is a double album full of the same kind of material. And we heard her version of the Santa Fe Trail. We heard Art Theme's version of the Santa Fe Trail. And the death of Robin Hood. And we also, oh my gosh, we heard Archie Fisher, Mountain Go. We heard our theme, and yeah, Mountain Go. We heard just a lot of cool stuff in that set, didn't we? Yeah, we did. We'll be back. We still have half hour left to go. Ry Cooter coming up after the break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marn. We're coming right back. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on now.
This is David Green from NPR News. When you listen to public radio, you hear various sides of the stories in the news. You can expect meaningful stories and broad conversations every day on Northwest Public Radio. This source of independent journalism is made possible thanks to the financial gifts from listeners like you. We thank you.
Cloudy with showers and wind for this weekend. It's also cooling down from the last couple of days. Rainy today with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Remaining wet and cloudy this evening with decreasing winds. Then more showers tomorrow with thunderstorms. A high today on the Palouse of 56, the Lewis Clark Valley 62.
But it's shining a love song. on some snowy cloud. And I know my fingerprints will be brushed away by the hot clay every day of a century. But the other night when you cried and you woke me up just to tell me of your bad dream, I held you close to be of some man, trying to wind up with the sail.
Town people, I was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, and I heard a lot of people talking about the White House. I decided I'd drop in there that night. When I got there, I said, "Man, what's shaking?" They said, "Look, man, you can't come in here. This is where the president hang out. What you want?" Thank you. said, look, man, I'm John Lee Hooker. I sing the blues. They said, the president don't have time for the blues. I said, look, man, everybody got to have the blues sometime, no matter where you're from or where you're at. So I decided to make a run for president. Yeah, I know everybody got the blues, cause I'm in touch with them when I sing. It's my life. I got the number one record in Detroit right now. It's called Boom Boom. Yeah, it tells a tremendous story. These lyrics are something else. I want you to dig it and pick up on it. And every time you hear boom, boom, that's a dollar change. I don't need your money because I finance my own campaign. I ain't for sale. I keep a fat back roll in my pocket, baby, big as a hay bale. Yes, sir. Now I want everybody to know I'm strictly copacetic. I ain't Republican or Democratic. I got a new program for the nation. There's gonna be groove time, a big sensation. Every man and woman gets one scotch, one bourbon, one beer, 3 times a day if they stay cool. And little chillings get milk, cream, and alcohol 2 times a day if they stay involved in school. Now boogie chillin'. Yes, sir. Time. I want 9 fine-looking women sitting on the Supreme Court. Their big legs, their tight skirts drive me out of my mind. When I need a judgment, they're gonna give it to me right on time. They call me on the phone saying, Johnny, we disagree on which one of us you like the best. I said, honey, you're all equally fine under the law. Yes, sir. Now I'm shopping up the date. Jimmy Reed, Vice President, little Johnny Taylor, Secretary of State. I've got the foreign policy numbers, 444. Domestic spending going up, continental clothes, Stetson hats, everybody's on the dance floor. All you backbiters and syndicators, hear what I say. I ain't gonna stand for no trash talking, double dealing. If I catch you messing around the White House while I'm there, I might cut you, I might shoot you. I just don't know. And there's one point I really wanna prove. If you vote for John Lee Hooker, you're gonna groove. Don't be fooled by the Republican. Don't pity the Democratic. Vote John Lee Hooker and everything gonna be mellow, knocked out, copacetic. Here's some old rainy day.
Just like the sun over a mountain town, like sunlight kissing on your skin. I've never gone so wrong as telling lies to you. I know I'm only what I've been. There ain't a single thing I would hide from you. Those dark eyes know me better.
Home again.
Oh, Jerry Jeff doing Rodney Crowell. Rodney Crowell, who wrote so many songs for so many, many, many people. A lot of people recorded To Gain Control Again. We also heard a couple other cuts from that album. We heard Ry Cooder doing his best John Lee Hooker. John Lee Hooker for president. Ry Cooder. So that goes, we all get scotch, a bourbon, and a beer every day. Every day. All righty. Well, we have time for one more. I think this is Marty Anderson and Chuck Peden. And these guys are from the Tri-Cities, and they're pretty good. They did some pop stuff. And this album has kind of a pop feel to it. But neat lyric. Neat way of playing. Like this.
Is hovering high tonight, flying wide and free. He spreads his wings to fill the sky, soaring a silent plea, calling a dance for me. The oaks are moved in the warm sunshine, their branches still and frail. That's not him, he lived his life seeking the Holy Grail. Wind always filled his sails. But I still wish he was here tonight to dance till dawn in the full moonlight. He whirled and jumped to reach new heights and sing.
Silently,
Oh, Chuck Peden and Marty Anderson. Yes, indeed. That good stuff. The whole album is good like that. Heidi's singing about the highways and freeways. I mean, we have to hit the road. So that's my birthday. I need to go out and celebrate. Anyway, we're recording this show, so who knows what I'll be doing. All righty, I'm Matt Cully doing the playlist. Email me at D as in Daniel, MAHERWSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, or take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And they ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Now don't go doing that. Not a good thing. Talk to you later. Bye.